The Bible alone is the inspired revelation of God. All others are not. Kirby Anderson explains what sets the Bible apart from all other religious books. Now, on Probe.
There are many books today that claim to be the Word of God. The Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, the Book of Mormon, and other religious works all claim to be divinely inspired. The Bible claims to be the only book divinely inspired, and that all other claims of inspiration come from other works should be ruled out. Does the Bible confirm its exclusive claim to be the Word of God? Well, the totality of evidences presents a strong case for the divine inspiration of the Bible. The strongest argument for the divine inspiration of the Bible is the testimony of Jesus. Jesus claimed to be the divine Son of God and confirmed his claims through his sinless, miraculous life and resurrection. Jesus directly affirmed the authority of the Old Testament and indirectly affirmed the New Testament. In Luke 11:51, Jesus identified the prophets and the canon of the Old Testament. He names Abel as the first prophet from Genesis and Zechariah the last prophet mentioned in 2 Chronicles, the last book of the Jewish Old Testament, which contained the same books which we have today but are placed in a different order. In Mark 7, verses 8 and 9, Jesus refers to the Old Testament as the commands of God. In Matthew 5, 17, Jesus refers to the law and the prophets. Referring to the Old Testament is authoritative and imperishable. Throughout his ministry, Jesus made clear that his teachings, corrections, and actions were consistent with the Old Testament. He also judged others' teachings and traditions by the Old Testament. He thus demonstrated his affirmation of the Old Testament to be the Word of God. Jesus even specifically affirmed as historical several disputed stories of the Old Testament. He affirms as true the accounts of Adam and Eve, Noah and the flood, Jonah and the whale, Sodom and Gomorrah, and more. Jesus confirms the Old Testament and promised the Holy Spirit would inspire the apostles to continue his teachings and in the writing of what would become the New Testament. The apostles demonstrated that they came with the authority of God through the miracles they performed, as Jesus and the prophets did before them. The book of Acts, which records the miracles of the apostles, has also proven to be a historically accurate record written by a first century eyewitness. Jesus, who proved to be the divine Son of God, affirmed the Bible to be the only divine inspired Word of God.
This has been Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. The Bible stands alone as the revealed and inspired Word of God. Find out more with a free copy of Pat Zuckerin's transcript, The Authority of the Bible. Go to probe.org. That's probe.org. Then join us next time as we reclaim and proclaim the truth, God's truth, here on Probe.
Many religious books claim to be divinely inspired, but only the Bible has evidence of supernatural confirmation. We have seen that Jesus, being God incarnate, affirms the inspiration of the Bible. Well, another evidence of supernatural confirmation is the testimony of prophecy. The biblical authors made hundreds of specific prophecies of future events that have come to pass in the manner that they were predicted. No book in history can compare to the Bible when it comes to the fulfillment of prophecy. Here are some examples. Ezekiel 26, which was written in 587 BC, predicted the destruction of Tyre, a city made up of two parts, a mainland port city and an island city half a mile offshore. Ezekiel prophesied that Nebuchadnezzar would destroy the city. Many nations would fight against her. The debris of the city would be thrown into the ocean. The city would never be found again, and fishermen would come there to lay their nets. In 573 BC, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the mainland city of Tyre. Many of the refugees of the city sailed to the island, and the island city of Tyre remained a powerful city. In 333 BC, however, Alexander the Great laid siege to Tyre. Using the rubble of mainland Tyre, he built a causeway to the island city of Tyre. He then captured and completely destroyed the city. Today, Tyre is a small fishing town where fishing boats come to rest and fishermen spread their nets. The great ancient city of Tyre to this day lies buried in ruins exactly as prophesied. Here's another example. There are nearly 100 prophecies made about Jesus in the Old Testament. Prophecies such as his place of birth, how he would die, his rejection by the nation of Israel, and so on. All these prophecies were made hundreds of years before Jesus ever came to earth. Because of the accuracy of the prophecies, many skeptics have believed that they must have been written down after 70 AD. However, in 1947, the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. These scrolls contained the Book of Isaiah and other prophetic books. When dated, they were found to be written from 120 to 100 BC, well before Jesus was born. It would have been an incredible accomplishment for Jesus to have fulfilled the numerous prophecies. Some say they were fulfilled by chance, but the odds for this would be exceptionally large. The record of prophecy is evidence for the unique and supernatural origin of the Bible. The Bible covers hundreds of topics, yet it does not contradict itself. It remains unified in its theme. Well, what's so amazing about that, you may ask? Well, consider these facts. First, the Bible is written over a span of 1,500 years. Second, it was written by more than 40 authors from different walks of life. Moses was educated in Egypt. Peter was a fisherman. Solomon was a king. Luke was a doctor. Amos was a shepherd. And Matthew was a tax collector. Third, it was written in many different places. The Bible is written on three different continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe. Fourth, it was written under different circumstances. David wrote during a time of war. Jeremiah wrote at a sorrowful time of Israel's downfall. Peter wrote while Israel was under Roman domination. And Joshua wrote while invading the land of Canaan. Fifth, the writers had different purposes for writing. Isaiah wrote to warn Israel of God's coming judgment of their sin. Matthew wrote to prove to the Jews that Jesus is the Messiah. Zechariah wrote to encourage a disheartened Israel who had returned from Babylonian exile. And Paul wrote addressing problems in different Asian and European churches. How amazing that such diversity, the Bible proclaims a unified message. The unity is organized around one theme, God's redemption of man and all of creation. The writers address numerous controversial subjects, yet contradictions never appear. The Bible is an incredible document. Let me offer you a good illustration. Suppose 10 medical students graduating in the same year from medical school wrote various position papers on 4 controversial subjects. Would they agree on each point? No, we would have disagreements from one author to another. Now look at the authorship of the Bible. All these authors, from a span of 1,500 years, wrote on many controversial subjects, and they do not contradict one another. It seems one author guided these writers through the whole process, the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter 2, verses 21 states, "No prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." The unity of the Bible is just one more amazing proof of the divine inspiration and authority of the Bible. Proof for the Bible's divine inspiration comes from its supernatural confirmation. We studied the testimony of Jesus, prophecy, and the unity of the Bible, but another line of evidence is archaeology. Archaeology does not directly prove the Bible's inspiration, but it does prove its historical reliability. Middle Eastern archaeological investigations have proven the Bible to be true and unerringly accurate in its historical descriptions. Nelson Gluck, a renowned Jewish archaeologist, states, "No archaeological discovery has ever controverted a biblical reference." Dr. William Albright was probably the foremost authority in Middle East archaeology at his time, said about the Bible, "There can be no doubt that archaeology has confirmed the substantial historicity of the Old Testament." Here are a few examples of the historical accuracy of the Bible. The Bible records that the Hittites were a powerful force in the Middle East from 1750 BC until 1200 BC. Prior to the late 19th century, nothing was known of the Hittites outside of the Bible, and many critics allege that they were an invention of the biblical scholars. However, in the late 19th and early 20th century, archaeologists in Turkey discovered a city which proved to be the capital of the Hittite Empire. Another example is the story of Jericho recorded in the book of Joshua. For years, skeptics thought the story of the falling walls of Jericho was a myth. However, recent archaeological discoveries have led several prominent scholars to conclude that the biblical description of the fall of Jericho was consistent with the discoveries they have made. Now, archaeology has also demonstrated the accuracy of the New Testament. One of the most well-attested to New Testament authors is Luke. Scholars have found him to be a very accurate historian, even in many of his details. In the Gospel of Luke and Acts, Luke names 32 countries, 54 cities and 9 islands without error. A.N. Sherwin White states, "For Acts, the confirmation of historicity is overwhelming. Any attempt to reject its basic historicity must now appear absurd. There is no other book that has so much archaeological evidence to support its accounts. Archaeology presents tangible proof of the historical accuracy of the Bible." This week we have given proofs for the divine inspiration of the Bible, and these have included the testimony of Jesus, the divine Son of God, prophecy, unity, and archaeology. And if we accept the divine inspiration of the Bible, that leads to the conclusion that other works cannot be divinely inspired. This does not mean that other works do not contain truth. All people are created in the image of God and can articulate principles that are true. However, only the Bible proves to be the divinely inspired Word of God, and therefore other claims of divine inspiration should be ruled out for several reasons. First is the law of non-contradiction, which states that two contrary statements cannot be true at the same time. If one proposition is known to be true, its opposite must be false. If it is true that I am presently alive, it cannot be also true that I am presently not alive. This is a universal law which is practiced daily in every part of the world. Since we have good reason to believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God, any teaching that contradicts the Bible must be false. The Bible makes exclusive claims regarding God, truth, and salvation that would exclude other scriptures. The Bible teaches that any deity other than the God of the Bible is a false deity. Jesus declared that He is the divine Son of God, the source of truth, and the only way to eternal life. Therefore, any book that denies these truths is false. A look at a few of these works from other religions illustrate the point. The Hindu scriptures include the Vedas and the Upanishads. These books present views of God that are contrary to the Bible. The Vedas are polytheistic. The Upanishads actually present a pantheistic worldview of an impersonal divine essence called Brahman. The Quran, which is the holy book of Islam, denies the deity of Christ, the triune nature of God, and the atoning work of Christ on the cross. These are foundational truths in the Bible. The Pali Canon, the holy scriptures of Southern Buddhism, teach a naturalistic, or some schools interpret it to be a pantheistic worldview. It also teaches salvation by works and the doctrine of reincarnation. The worldview of the Pali Canon and its view of salvation contradicts biblical teachings. Since these works contradict biblical teaching, we reject their claim to divine inspiration. The Bible alone proves to be divinely inspired, and its exclusive claims rule out the claims of other books.